We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The score!
What the hell are you doing?
I'm kicking my ass! Do you mind?
That was Bulls basketball last night. We talked plenty about that. Thanks to Jason Leisure for talking Bears and Alabama Pro Day with us. Cody Westerlund for helping us make sense of the Bulls and giving us a wonderful malaprop that we can't even replay. And Tim Doyle was Tim Doyle, as only Tim Doyle can be.
Tim Doyle.
We will be back here tomorrow. Layla will be in again for Lawrence Holmes, who is off. And among other things, I know that Brooks Boyer from the White Sox, their VP of marketing, is going to tell us about not just the new food items that are available, but also what you need to know for attending White Sox games, anything that might be new and different this year. We always do a little bit of fan servicing in that regard. Look forward to doing the same with the Cubs also in the coming days.
We got to talk to both these teams about their food choices.
Sure do. There's some cool new things. Thanks to Ray Diaz, thanks to Tyler Buterbaugh, and also to Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka for doing what they do. So now to the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, the home of the world's largest sports book, we find our afternoon show of Parkins and Spiegel. How goes it, gentlemen?
We will be replaying Cody Westerlund from yesterday. to cover for all of the whiskey that I consumed. And it's going to be a great show. It's a great day. It's beautiful. Hello, Speaks.
Hello, everyone. It is a lovely day at Circa. The screen is ginormous. Chris Tannehill is dressed as if it were 90 degrees, and that's inspiring because it is not 90 degrees. But we feel good, except for Danny. Danny feels awful, and he looks awful, frankly.
You.
So yeah. This should be quite a day.
Yeah, get us up on Twitch as soon as possible.
I'm waiting for you guys on Twitch. Yeah, I can't wait to see the state of disrepair that you guys are in.
I feel good, Layla. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's all the years I have on him. It's all my experience. Or maybe it's the fact that after we hung out at the Legacy Club upstairs and had delicious brown liquor in wide variety, Danny's the one who stayed up and gambled alone.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know how long.
Long enough.
If there was more liquor that
there was.
Okay.
Is Cody Decker there by any chance?
He's not.
Okay. No.
His spirit is here, because embodied by Danny Parkins.
Because last year, Cody was sort of our brown liquor sommelier. He was the guy picking and choosing and pouring and all of these rare, like, Japanese coffee whiskeys. It was wonderful.
That sounds fantastic. Danny, were you your own brown liquor sommelier today or yesterday?
Whatever was served, Layla. Whatever was served. I was trying to think about, like, which one was the least necessary. Like,
drink?
Yeah. Because, like,
I'd say the Jack on the rocks in the limo.
The Jack on the Rocks in the limo was certainly unnecessary.
Well, it did feel good, though.
I know. Yeah, did it feel good? Because, I mean, I had one on the plane. That's like a pump-up Jack. You got to have the first one before the plane. That's the, like, getting ready to go Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Then the couple of old fashions at some reason. If I'm up at 2 in the morning in Chicago, something has gone horribly wrong with my kids. Like, at this point in my life, like, someone has vomited in the house.
Yeah.
And then when I'm up
or at, is about to.
And I'm up at 2 in the morning Vegas time playing blackjack by myself, drinking more brown liquor. That's 4 a.m. on my body.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I want to throw up.
Hell, like, yeah.
It was just, it was stupid.
Yeah, but then you can go to the Jewish deli there and get a nice big pastrami sandwich and some fries and a pickle, and you're good to
Chris,
go.
That's what Chris Tannehill did this morning. He was there right at 7 a.m. He said there was no one there at all. So he opened the Jewish deli this
morning. I was still in bed at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
are you still drunk?
I don't know.
If you have to ask, the answer is yes.
I think you might kind of be a little.
I don't. It's possible. Yeah. At 11 a.m., I was like, oh, man, I got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
That's 1 p.m. in Chicago. That's normally when we meet.
We just got the look here on Twitch. You can now see them. And there is no doubt.
Thank you.
I actually thought about this about, I'd say, a minute and a half before Dan did, because he and I are sharing a very dysfunctional brain today, and I think the answer is yes, and I am proud of you. Although that elevation alcohol will hit you like a ton of bricks, just saying, in experience.
Yeah. Are we elevated?
You
here?
Were.
35,000 feet,
oh,
baby.
That elevation, yes.
Yeah, no, if I have one, I'm done. At that level.
Feet. Layla, if you're looking at Twitch, could you describe Danny's hair to
it's
to
hair,
America?
I feel like it's a matted down version of the Caesar, you know, that like slightly messy. I woke up like this haircut.
Yeah.
Danny has on a pair of aviators that are baller status right
Thank
now.
Thank you. Yeah, my Joe Biden's.
I'm sorry.
Is that Tanny in the UNLV jersey?
The Larry Johnson with the patterned bathing suit steals the show right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a reference to kind of the grandmama thing also with the pattern on the shorts. The whole thing works. See,
get that tan, Tanny.
Act as if it's 90 degrees out here. It's fine. It's comfortable.
Tanny had to wake up early.
He's going
to
be in a hot tub later with Stacey Ogman and the corpse of Jerry Tarkanian.
Moses Scurry as well, I think.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Armin Gilliam, is he alive?
No, not in that team, though.
Oh, I know. But come on, Dan.
Tanny could be going to Lollapalooza. He could be at the Super
yes.
Pool.
Yeah.
He's spanning generations here.
Gerald Patio, Bernsey?
Way before.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
He was on the team with Mark Wade. You have the little lefty point guard. Yeah, Giroux had a hell of a player.
So who's there with Larry Johnson and Ogman?
I'm going to eat some sliders while you guys talk about
Greg
this.
Anthony.
Greg Anthony, Moses Scurry, and David Butler.
Oh, okay.
Stacey Ogman?
Yeah.
Yep, I already gave him.
Twice.
Thanks, Teddy.
Sorry.
No, good to see you.
They cut away from the Twitch stream.
Here we go. Shane.
Here we go.
Hey, wait
go,
a second. Shane. Are you guys in one of those cabanas out
yes,
there? Because that's
we
pretty
are.
Great.
Yeah,
can you
we
tell
are.
Me about this? I have some FOMO, and I want to know about the pool cabana.
Yeah, we are in
There's
a cabana.
There's a couch, thank God.
There are a couple of couches. There seems to be a heater behind us, which is actually welcome on a day like today. But there are three other radio shows here as well. And we got a little mini radio row happening. And when the games start, this is going to be an epic circumstance right here.
Yeah,
who are the radio shows? Do we know them?
It's
Skibbity Bobbity.
He paid his own way.
Yeah.
With the help of a furniture store.
Giant Steve in the camper van.
Yeah, no, there's a college basketball show. There's a show from Houston, Denver. Some other places.
Steve-O in the bucket.
Yeah.
Steve-O in the bucket.
Yeah, ubiquitous.
Of course.
Yeah.
Not have you guys thought about the show name that you're going to give these guys?
What about
you
what about
give
the
them, like,
sports
a fake
animal?
Name.
Is the sports animal there?
They should be.
Running roughshod at everyone and
the sports
at
the volcano.
Ankles.
How do you guys feel about that?
An eruption of takes on the volcano.
An eruption of takes.
I think Huge and Lou are here, I believe. Bill Simonson is here. Yeah, that's old reference.
Mitch is judging us.
Mitch is judging everything.
That's what he's
Let's
there to do.
Honest.
Mitch
yeah,
judges.
It is.
He judges.
It is.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, no,
everybody good? Everybody okay? Everybody good? You get something to eat? You get,
exactly.
You get, make sure you want some water? Get some water. We're going to order food. You're going to order food? Make sure you get some food?
Don't act like you weren't starting trouble yesterday, Dan.
I'm doing anything. I blacked out. I don't remember yesterday. I'm with Parkins. I was
nice.
Drinking until 4 a.m. No,
that's not where you want to be.
So what was Cody Westerlund's malaprop that cannot be replayed? That's interesting.
Let's just say what he meant to say. This is actually an organization wins championships Jason Bernstein malaprop first that Cody has matched today. He wanted to say DeMar DeRozan got blown by Tyrese Maxey.
Uh-huh.
He just forgot one of the byes.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad. That's too
and
bad.
It really doesn't matter if you forgot the first one or the second one.
It just all, you got to have two, though.
Yeah, the omission is the problem.
Right.
Wait, this happened a second time, Dan, outside of when Jason did it on the podcast?
Yes, it happened today. Cody Westerlund
Jesus
did it today.
Christ. We didn't play this one when Jason, Dan's son, did the same thing 3 weeks ago.
Right. Wow.
But I feel like we can replay that.
Well, with Tanny not guarding the dump button, we could probably get a lot of things through.
Yeah.
I don't trust Studs as much as I trust Tanny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Studs is like, flatly. What the heck?
So it sounds like, you know, despite the ugly loss, it was a surprisingly good night for DeMar DeRozan.
Hey, right? He got hurt and all that, but you know what? Something was worth it.
Yes.
Because we know Patrick Beverly, from what he told us on his podcast, he didn't have a nice night before, perhaps. I don't know if you heard
that. Yes. I saw that. We're gonna get to it. Is that a myth?
Yes.
I thought so. I thought it was a myth.
Yeah, we got it. We did the whole history. We brought it back to the Roman Empire and Rocky and all boxing and all that. Yes, it's a myth.
You brought it back to the Roman Empire.
That was the first incident of that being the
women weak in legs.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
The abstinence before war or abstinence on the part of that was goes back to one specific philosopher.
All right, well, we're going to have to tell more jokes about it. I'm not going to give a history lesson.
I remember reading, I don't know if you got to this, that Bob Beamon had sex the night before he broke the world record for the long jump, which is like one of the craziest things one of the craziest track and field moments ever and like human athletic achievements ever. Like he broke it by what? More than a foot, the record for the long jump. And he had thought that he was weakening his legs the night before and that.
Maybe he was. Case. Maybe he would have broken it by 6 feet.
Yeah, you ever think of that?
Nope. Right?
Yeah.
Dead.
But I like that he was worried about it.
He was worried about it.
But still did it anyway.
Well, yeah. Someone else. as we were talking
Tomorrow's
about it.
Tomorrow's the biggest athletic day of my life.
Yeah.
But
really shouldn't do this.
Well, I don't know, though. The text that came in today that I'm still laughing about, that someone asked the question, why do boxers not have sex the night before a fight? And he said, because they probably don't like each other that much.
Yeah. Was Danny the first to laugh? If so, we still have our answer as to his liver status.
That's pretty good.
Yes! Pretty good. This is going to be such a good show.
I like that.
Hey, did you guys get to the airport on time?
We got to the airport, honestly, early. Because Cody's so good at his job. No, because, we got to the airport, and then the flight was a little delayed, boarding, and then they kept talking about a headwind. That we were flying into a headwind on the way here. So we landed late.
A literal headwind, or maybe like the plane was broken or something?
The pilot like kept apologizing for...
Never a good sign.
It's like there's like 140 knots right off the nose of the plane. I'm like... Just land the plane safely.
You never want the preemptive apology before takeoff.
By the way,
folks.
This is your captain speaking. Let me just get this out of the way. I'm sorry.
I saw Tanny had his icy light mango at the airport, though.
Mango?
So were you feeling okay?
Try the hallways. That was right by Terry Bohr's way.
Yeah. can't ride in an Uber in traffic. Man, the construction project is really... It's going to be a disaster for the next 3 to 5 years. It took forever to get to the airport.
Yeah, you're going to have to spring for that helicopter.
I know. It's about time. There's helicopters flying around here all the time. I've never done that. The helicopter trip to the Hoover Dam or to the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon helicopter is pretty awesome.
Is it awesome?
Yeah, I did that when... I remember they played Ride of the Valkyries from Wagner's The Ring Cycle as the helicopter took off. And you're like, all right. We're in apocalypse now, but like it goes straight into the canyon, and then it just kind of stopped and hovered, and then it went straight down to the bottom of the canyon and flew around down there towards the bottom. It definitely freaked me out a little, but it was pretty great. And then there was nausea and a really good nap in the hotel just afterwards, but worth it.
Helicopters scare me.
I'm good, actually, yeah, hearing that.
But you did just like describe like a helicopter doing helicopter things.
Yeah, that's what it does.
It flew around, it hovered, it went up, it went down.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, I get helicopters.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I've never been in one, but I understand the concept.
I think we're in for an excellent show for the next 4 hours.
Is a helicopter a snake or a spider?
Right, well, that's what I don't know.
Right, yeah.
That's what I don't know. That's like the, who's the comedian, the tiger went tiger on Siegfried and
Roy? Chris Rock, I think.
I think it is Chris
Something Rock.
Yeah.
That tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger.
Yeah, that tiger went tiger.
You know what's funny is then the helicopter went to 30,000 feet and just like flew all the way to Miami. It was pretty great.
Wow. Might have been an airplane.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Surprising. So we have a show to do.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Again, Ryan Porth said, I guess I was like, you know, we're going to try to keep it professional. He's like, it's always professional. I was like, you haven't been here long enough to see these shows that we do in Vegas.
How long have you worked here?
Yeah.
He really said that? Oh, the faith. The faith he has in you.
I know.
It is adorable. You know, we found the one guy who can bump Paul's position. The one guy who can do it.
Yeah, my best friend.
The King of Circa, Derek Stevens himself.
Yeah.
Is bumping Paul's position today.
But we'll ask him what his thoughts are on Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Why not? We'll fit it in. How was the conversation? We're going to play a bunch of it later, Layla, but I haven't heard it yet. We're going to play probably some of that around Paul's position as well. But how was interviewing Peter King on television?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Football Night in Chicago, NBC Family. So it worked out really well. He talked that I found interesting. He mentioned it on the radio, too, about how he didn't write about Roquan Smith and why the Bears didn't sign him. I think a lot of us thought it was just a difference in average annual value. But him talking about kind of the Derrick Rose principle, playing so hard, is that sustainable in that manner in later years of a contract? So I'm curious what you guys might think about that. And then also just, you know, the candor that Poles has when regarding his relationships with, say, the Panthers GM versus Nick Caserio and the Texans. So I feel like all of that plays for you guys real well.
Yeah, nice. We're gonna get into a ton of that. And Burns, you nailed it, man.
What?
What was your anagram for Saint Omni?
It is no man.
It is no man. He's
Whoa.
Not. Rappaport apparently said that he has met him, but wouldn't confirm whether or not it was an alias or not. Said he had no comment on anything else other than the fact that he has met the person. So I don't know what's going on, but you cannot find this guy on the internet. You cannot find anything on St. Omni. So you're right. It's a made-up name.
You think I solved the anagram?
I think you solved the anagram. Why would Ian Rappaport say that?
What is the advantage of this person not existing?
I have no idea.
In an agentless scenario.
Maybe it's like...
Then he can't be blamed or fined or something.
Do you remember when Stephen King made up Richard Bachman?
Absolutely.
And wrote the what are referred to as the Bachman...
Turner Overdrive.
Chronicle. No, it was not Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Well, Thinner. The most famous of the Bachman books is Thinner, I believe. That was not a Stephen King.
The Running
King
Man was Bachman. Yeah, the Bachman book. Thinner was a standalone.
Okay.
But I know for sure The Running Man was. The Long Walk was another.
Yeah.
That were all Bachman books.
Oh, those were in the collection, the Bachman books.
Yes. And I don't know if he did it to prove like whether or not he could sell the same things under another name.
Sure, it's Chris Gaines and Garth Brooks.
Guys, I think they just call it burner accounts. Like, we don't have to be so serious.
Yeah, so is Drew Rosenhaus doing a bit?
See, that I said it the other day that maybe is this Trace Armstrong? Like, this is somebody. Or is it like a consortium of advisors that are helping the agentless kind of put this together,
maybe.
Pretending they're just one guy and taking less?
Like the Illuminati?
Like a collective that just says, sure, we can look over a contract for you?
I don't know, but like, I think that there's like an act of journalism to be done around this.
100%.
Because the NFL, remember, they like admonished St. Omni. Because he was calling teams on behalf of Roquan Smith, which you are not allowed to do unless the team gives you permission to do that when you are under contract.
But if you're not a licensed agent, maybe you think you can fudge with those rules a little bit.
Well, can't punish you're not a somebody person. Who doesn't exist. Like,
yeah, if you're one part of an eight-person consortium.
These guys are so-say or something. Like, I just
maybe they're all part of a barbershop quartet in Skokie, Illinois.
Right, but it's working. Like, Laramie Tunsil got paid. Roquan Smith got paid. Mm-hmm. These are high-profile A-list NFL players who trust someone who is not willing to put his name out there. And the second most powerful NFL newsbreaker is just, like, parroting his information publicly and admitting that he won't tell anybody what he looks like or who he is.
Yeah, it's a fascinating way to play the game. Hell, if Schefter and them are all going to play the game and get rich off the grift, why not, you know, eight people named St. Omni?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I want to know.
Yeah, me too.
I want to know who he is.
I think you guys should get to the bottom of this today.
I think Vegas in a cabana is the right place to launch an investigation like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's wheel and deal. That's a perfect place for it. Steak dinner, boom.
Yeah, so we have Derek Stevens on the show today. We have
Sean King,
the former quarterback, on the show today.
He's great. In person, he's going to come over.
Oh,
looking
cool.
forward to that.
Yeah, Mark Gonzalez and Sahad of Sharma are on the show today. And if you have anything that you want to replay, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He's not, folks.
And we're taking this right up to Michigan State, K-State will tip off in the last like 30 minutes of the show. So, yeah, I mean, I know I look like it's freezing because I'm wearing a hoodie and long pants.
Sun is out now, and it's
60,
gorgeous.
It's 60 degrees outside.
Yeah, no, it's happening.
And the pools are heated, so it's gonna be a great scene over the course of the day.
Also today, number 6 and number 5 on my top 30 favorite ball players of the last 30 years.
Yeah, take as much time as you need.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. So, this couch is comfortable. This couch is super comfortable.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad Shane and Tanny are here because they're going to be napping in 35 minutes.
We need all the internal Danny monologue out.
I mean, it's gonna
for the
be,
microphone today.
You think there's going to be a filter?
Yes.
You should do an Ask Us Anything.
So, did you finish up after all that last night?
No, Dan. No. That's why it hurts so much. That's why I stayed up. It's like, oh, one more shoe. No, I'm in. You know, I'm in the red. I don't want things to be easy, so now I got to claw my way back over the course of the trip. That's what the real gamblers do. They just chase their losses.
I see. It's an interesting business model you have there.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's worked so far.
I texted Steph. I was like, "Can you move your flight up any earlier? Because I just get here and I just drink whiskey and gamble."
I thought you were saying, "Can you move some funds from your 401k?"
Also, you're not flying, you're driving.
By the way, this happened during the show yesterday. We were gifted with 6 tickets to Carrot Top tonight.
Let's go!
In Vegas.
Sing it.
Well, we've got 4 we've that are willing to go. And then there's my wife and my mother-in-law, who I think are not interested. So that's why we're going to tell any listeners who might be here that we've got 2 tickets to Carrot Top. Exactly.
I was laughing so hard when he did that. And that was when I was sober.
I know Chris Tannehill came up with that one.
The
showing
prop comedy that he never stops.
It shows that Tanny misses the parody songs a lot, you know?
Which, oh, God.
It was a surprise.
At any point today, just keep riffing on that song. That kills me.
Okay.
Oh, God. So, yeah, but we're hoping to go to Carrot Top, and we're also going to be watching tournament games with Derek Stevens.
We got a lot to do.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Is it 6 o'clock yet? but, no, that's the show. It's going to be a great time, and surprises along the way, as you like to say, Dan.
Danny's concept of time. He's going to be like, oh, that's one segment down. Got to get hydrated.
I mean, honestly, like, you guys want to stay? You want to stay for the first hour? Whatever you need. No, everything's going to be just fine.
Keep saying
that. Oh,
no.
Oh, no. Now I'm really worried.
Have fun, boys.
All right.
Later.
Tanny's open, kicks us off. Studs at the control, so we're going to try to get things past them on the dump button. It's going to be a fun show. Parkinson Spiegel at Stadium Swim on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.